Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter. You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Now we move from a long-established iconic design brand to a very new one, but one with a story behind it that I just absolutely love. I want to tip you off about a new bra design with a difference. It is the brainchild of an NGO called Check No Prevent, and it is all about spreading the message of breast cancer awareness. On the line with me is one of the co-founders of the brand, Kathy Mulherbert. Great to have you with us on the show. Thanks so much for chatting to me today.
Thanks, Pippa.
Tell us what inspired the idea. Before we talk about the designs themselves, this came out of personal experiences with breast cancer, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Initially, one of the co-founders, Jenny and I, were on a motorbike ride. It was in 2011 and 2012. It was a group of breast cancer survivors that we traveled across South Africa, spreading the word about early detection. Yeah. And since then, both Jenny and I have wanted to do something, but initially we took the idea to a lawyer, and he said, go big or go home. So we went home, and then after a while, the idea came back again, and we finally launched the bra.
So you decided, actually, we'll rather go big. Now, the bra is, it's a bra. It's a standard bra. There's a sports bra variation. There's a band-out top variation. There's a very sexy pretty variation. But what's different about them is that they're not just plain black or white or beige. There is a map of sorts and writing on the bras. Tell us what they see and what they show.
Okay, so the outside of the bra, there is a band, a sports, and the normal soft padded bra. And they're from the outside, they look normal, except they have the logo. But on the inside, we decided we needed a daily reminder about breast cancer in a practical way. Mm. So what we've done is, on the inside, we've given tips for checking your breasts on one side, and on the other side is a diagram of what signs to look out for.
It's brilliant. I mean, it's so simple, but so clever, because it is just a daily reminder to say, don't forget to do the checks, and this is what you're looking for.
Yes, that's correct. And, Pippa, you know, global studies do show that early detection is key to cancer survival. So we're hoping that in some way this will encourage women to check their own breasts and prevent the disease from going further.
You know, I was at a Women's Day breakfast earlier this week where a doctor from the insurance industry spoke about breast cancer rates and the fact that they are soaring, but also the good news that early detection is saving so many lives, that they're talking about survival stories rather than losing women to this disease. But she stressed again and again and again how early detection is absolutely crucial in terms of the long-term picture. The problem is, I think so many women know that they should be doing these checks, Kathy, but they, for whatever reason, don't do them or are not quite sure how they should be doing them and are a bit embarrassed to ask. And so they let it go and they wait for the next doctor's appointment and let somebody else do it rather than taking sort of the power into their own hands, quite literally.
Yes, literally. And Pippa, the studies have shown that most women find their own breast lumps.
Yeah.
Self-detection is a high. Something on our group of riders, it was 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Had found the lumps themselves. And we've got to also remember there's a public healthcare and a private healthcare. And for private, you're more likely to have early detection through a mammogram or a scan, or they've got new technology. But for most South Africans, we actually have to take the power into our own hands, and as you say, and actually check our own breasts.
And these bras are a fantastic way of reminding us to do that regularly. Now, Kathy, the big question is how much do they cost and where do we get hold of one, either for ourselves or to gift to another woman?
Yes, that's a lovely idea, Pippa. We'd like people to either buy that one for themselves or buy it and gift it to somebody who perhaps doesn't have access to private healthcare. We have a website. It's called Check No Prevent. And at the moment, we have 3 designs available. And we are working on designing others. So if you go onto the website and you click on order a bra and you choose which one you want, you go to the click through and it will give you all the details about the bra and how to order.
And the cost is really not prohibitively expensive.
No.
I think they're around 250 rand, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's between 230 and 300 rand.
Okay. So,
and one of the reasons for that is we have secured the services of a seamstress in Mitchell's Plain, And she's sort of started her own little business, and she's now employs 10 people.
Fantastic.
And they are learning how to make bras, because the art of making a bra, it's no longer around. I mean, everything comes from China. So they're actually learning how to do a cut. It's different. It's a different kind of from the T-shirt bra that we know.
Okay. I love that. So there's a job creation aspect to the story as well, and a craftsmanship issue, which is fantastic. Let me just put a question to you. Somebody asking on the WhatsApp line, Kathy, is it true that women's partners are also more likely to detect their breast cancer than women themselves? You said 9 out of 10 of you on your ride had found it yourself, but that's not an uncommon thing to know of a partner recognizing it before the person themselves even does.
Yeah, people get a little bit uncomfortable when we talk about that. I don't know why, but we advocate that strongly, that even if it's not you, either one of you, and one of the gentlemen at a talk I did last week said he's quite sure that he feels his wife's breasts far more than she does. So he's likely to feel changes.
That's incredible. Yeah, I mean, you echoing, I listened to a breast cancer survivor speaking on Tuesday morning, and she was exactly one of these stories. It was her partner who picked it up before she had even recognized that there was something there. So I think it's so important that we do talk about that and encourage that as well. Kathy, thank you so much for chatting to us today. I just want to repeat a couple of key points here for our listeners. The website is checknoprevent.com. Three different styles available right now, but the list will be growing. So check out the options, order one for yourself or order one for somebody else you'd like to gift it to. And Kathy, look forward to continuing to monitor the growth of this business and the impact that you're able to have. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having us.
Kathy Malherbe, one of the co-founders of Check No Prevent. So please go and check out their website and order one today. I love the concept of encouraging people to talk about it, to talk about the fact that we're not always sure what to be looking for where. And I love the idea of getting the partners involved in because two hands are better than one.